I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
This is The Arts Show, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hey, what's up, people? Sorry, I'm eating a butterhorn. Welcome to The Arts Show. Seriously, so good. This is me, Jabe Gradesky, your host as always, with a mouthful of food. Very disrespectful, but hey. It's delicious. This is me, Jake Gradowski, your host is always here on CJSF 9.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at British Columbia, Simon Fraser University in Burnaby. Hope you're doing all right. Hope you're having a fantastic day. We have some mild weather. So nice. And, yeah, as per the usual, God bless butterhorns. As per the usual, we'll be discussing and showing, talking about, and all that stuff here on The Art Show about upcoming shows happening in around the Fine Pair of Fantastic Sea of SoCal Vancouver. Say that 10 times fast. We'll have a few messages, and we'll hop back right back in here. So, here you go.
Ladies, this one's for you. Pink Miami, the ultimate ladies' carnival. Saturday, August 29th in Vancouver. Better Uber. Experience tropical vibes, glamour, and nonstop entertainment featuring Penny Bling live for the first time in Vancouver alongside Nikki Kush, Chisel, and DJ Fry Eye. Dance all night to the hottest dancehall soca, afrobeats, R&B, disco, and old-school classics. One lucky winner will receive flight tickets to Miami. Doors open at 10 p.m. Tickets available on Eventbrite. Come early, leave late. Follow After Hours Media Group on Instagram and get your tickets today.
Good morning. This is your wake-up call.
But I didn't request
it. Liver disease affects 1 in 4 Canadians.
It doesn't come with a warning. It doesn't wait for the right moment. It can happen to anyone at any time. While liver disease may be part of your story, it doesn't define it. Liver Canada is here for you before, during, and after diagnosis. Find resources, support, and hope at liver.ca. Liver Canada, by your side at every stage.
Mondays at 10 p.m. on 90.1 FM CJSF Burnaby.
All right, it's a ska day at the record store, at the record club today here at the radio station. So, you know, what better time to dip on some tunes like that? I'm playing some reggae in the background here. Always a good time trying to reflect the weather. This is The Art Show. In case you missed the intro, this is me, Jabe Gradowski, in case you forgot. We're talking about music, we're talking about shows in the underground independent scene here in Vancouver. So buckle up, buddy, we got some tunes to talk about here. Hope you're doing all right today. This is your hydration check, this is your posture check. Stay hydrated and, you know, straighten up. Don't let your backbone slide, as Maestro Fresh Wash once boldly said. Drink water. It's good for you. Get a coconut water. You'll feel better, I swear. Unless you're allergic to coconuts. In that case, I feel sorry. I'm sorry. Lots going on in the city here. Well, and beyond here. So first we're going to start off over at Redgate, coming in with Aiden Ayers, Spectre, coming in from Oakland as well. And then Kurz, who won Shindig last year. So they're really cool. I dig their music. And, well, yeah, I might go check that out later today. I've had a busy week, a very, very thirsty week. Is this a D-Light reference? Sorry, I'm just looking up the band camp for Spectre from Oakland. I want to play them because I haven't heard them before, and their album art reminds me of D-Light. Lady Cure, in case you don't know her, a fantastic, and the whole band, Frank, DJ Soul, and the other fella. I'm really sorry. I don't know the other fella from D-Light. But if you don't know them, you would know them for Groove Is in the Heart. But yeah, they're a really fun band from back in the day. Groove in the Heart, automatic dance floor eruption. When you put that one on there, let me tell you, I put that in my record crate every single time. It always works. Here's the secret technique that no one will tell you if you're a DJ, at least in my opinion. So what you do to your listeners, you reel them in with things they know. You get them comfortable moving and grooving and two-stepping. Get a little shoulder shake, a little throwing bows. But then you start sneaking in some deep cuts, some interpolations. And that's when you start hitting them with the deep cuts. That's what you do. That's the move. In case you are new to the DJ scene. Again, this is just my opinion. There's many flavors, many ways to entice and encourage people to get moving on the floor. So check it out. Get on the floor. Be a DJ. Come do radio at the radio station. And you can do that to anyone who dares to listen to your show. Be so bold. Come do radio at the radio station. Thursday's the coolest day. Shout out to Embark, I think. They came by with a cart full of food. I got some mushrooms. I have 5 pounds of vegan cheese. So much cheese. Oh my god. I don't know how I'm gonna deal with it. I might have to dole some out to my neighbors. Real quick, if you ever want to just have a good conversation with a stranger, food. Yo, I was playing World of Warcraft last night on my private server, and everyone's like, dang, the world chat is dead. I'm like, alright guys, we're debating crepes versus waffles. And suddenly the chat is on fire. Everyone's got opinions on food. Then we start talking about food. We like, I tell you, food is the number one way to, and music, food and music, made for sharing and made for connecting. Because everyone's got opinions on food and music, because everyone eats and everyone listens to music. If you're a person who straight up doesn't enjoy music, I don't know how you got here, but I'm glad you made it. Anyways, I digress. Wanted to sing it. Aiden Ayers, Spectre from Oakland, and Kurz playing at the Red Gate tonight, Thursday night. Down over at Green Auto, they got another pair of shows there. You got Rainbow's End playing with Handyman and Beautiful, which is Future Star's new band. So don't be shy. Get down there. Go see Selena. And go wish them well. It's really good stuff. Once again, music's for sharing. And this is, that's the magic of radio. It's the easiest thing to do. And talk. Shout out to Talk Radio. People who can talk straight for an hour. That's impressive. If you've been listening to my show for a long time, and by a long time I mean about 10 years, first of all, thank you. Second of all, I used to do a 3-hour show every other week with Magnus, being biweekly as well, for his show, Papa Pie Planet. I used to do 3-hour shows, and I would do generally 3 guests and do 3 interviews each for that show. And by the end of it, I straight up did not want to talk to anybody at all. But I have just the right amount of time to talk with you and be stoked. It's going to be great. Okay, I'm going to have to, I don't know how I'm going to find Selena's new band, but we'll play some other stuff from that gig. It's going to be good. We have some people in the chat. And by the chat, I mean all the folks in China. What's up, people in China? We are still working on getting a Discord chat going here for the on-air booth. Next week I'm gonna bug Connor about that more, see if we can get that going, because I want to chat with y'all and all that jazz, because I want to hear what y'all's got to say. I want to have some live chat with y'all. Radio, it can be a two-way conversation. That's right. Anyways, Rainbow's End, Handyman, Beautiful, again, the Future Star, Selena's new band. Go check it out. On the other side of the fence, they got Whack with Aversions, Ends, and Sparkle Blood. So go check it out. 7:30, you'll be on time for something. 8 o'clock, you'll probably start hearing some music. Go check it out. Over the Cobalt, down at 917 Union on Main Street, you got Saving Grace, Gian and Kitten Co., Tamus, and Good For It, all in the mix there in that lovely little spot next to the Mortadella. Get yourself some pizza, or go to the boxcar, grab a beverage. Oh, I remember one day I was over at the boxcar. This is years ago. Yeah, my friend was DJing, and I might have had a few in me. And what was it? I had a dance move I called the limousine, which I will not try to describe. I had a dance move where basically you put one foot in front of the other with a slight dip. You rhythmically drip, do the hip sway, but you're also lifting up both hands at the same time, and then snap them, and then bring them back down, and alternate feet on each up and down of the arms. And I started doing that, and there's these fellas there, and they're like, yo, can you teach us that? And I'm like, absolutely. Absolutely, I'll teach you the limousine. And so I just had showed all these four dudes the limousine, and we're just dancing in a circle, all doing the limousine. It was one of the moments of all time. It was great. I loved it. And they're like, you got anything else? I'm like, no, not really. I would describe my dancing style as quote-unquote freestyle. My high school style of dance was basically just asymmetrical arm and leg movements, and it worked out okay for me. But I'll never forget my first slow dance with my high school crush, Diana Precop. If you're listening, what's up? Shout out to you in Alberta. Straight-armed it. Like, full, like... Straight-armed it. To Gasoline by Theory of a Dead Man. So good. And then I think it was a different dance, but so I saw Grinding for the first time. And I was just like, wow. Wow. I don't think that's for me. And then this one girl tried to show me how to grind, and so she grabbed my tie and did it. I was like, I'm not so sure if I like this. This is a little too much for me. My modest self at the time. Yeah. Anyway, shout out to dancing. It's good for you. If you got feet, you can dance. If you got a voice, you can sing. So you know what? Send it, bud. That's why you should go to karaoke and dance with your friends at any given time. As I was saying, Saving Grace, Gian and Kitten Co., Tamus, and Good For It over at the Cobalt Thursday night. Go check it out. Over at the Healy, if you like guitars and you like two of them, and possibly pedal steel guitar, which is the instrument of the angels, in my opinion. You can see another session of twin guitar specials with Paul Piat and Scott Smith over at the Heatley tonight. Do I have anything else for tonight? I mean, there's a lot going on out there, sure, but that's what I chose to share with you this week. All right, so let's get into some tunes. We're gonna tune out of the reggae a little bit here, and we're gonna hop into some music from Spectre. They're coming in from Oakland, which historically every band I've heard of Oakland rips. Let's see if this one keeps up. This song's called Marxist of Love.
Oh,
Yo, what's up, people? Welcome back to the show. Hope you're doing all right. Yo, that Spectre track, Marxist of Love, that you heard at the top there, I was driving to that extremely. I hope you were as well. I'm for sure going to go to the show. If you enjoyed that as much as I did and you want to hear it, go to the Red Gate tonight, Thursday night, Main and Third. Come through. It's over with Aiden Ayers, Spectres, who you heard again, with Curse. So it's going to be a wicked good show. Wicked good. Also in that mix, you heard Rainbow's End with Screeching Seagulls. While I, for one, hate seagulls, I liked this song. Screeching lyrics includes white soft glow, watching the window, screeching seagulls wake me up, white as snow or polar bears reminds me of that song we like. Aww. Yeah, shout out Rossica and all the other fine folks in that band. They are playing over at Green Auto tonight as well, Thursday night, with playing with Handyman and Beautiful as well. So yeah, pretty good little set there. Hope you're doing all right. Moving right along here, we're gonna get into Friday naturally. Jisei, Drive Your Plow Over the Bones of the Dead are playing alongside See You Soon as well, with Recorded Dawn coming in from Victoria. See You Soon is coming in from Edmonton, I believe? Question mark? And, of course, Taking Tiger Mountain in the mix as well. So, yeah, pretty good little set coming up that way. It's over at the Red Gate. It's going to be a night of hardcore and screamo, so come in and yell your head off and bounce around with all your friends. But, you know, no crowd killing. I may be there. And I will police that pit, respectively. Anyways, come through, have fun. It's at the Red Gate. They're Friday night. And you say, drive your plow over the bones of the dead. See you soon. Recorded Dawn and Taking Tiger Mountain as well. Next up, over at the Mezzanine, just up the hill from there, you have Mezzanine is doing their one-year anniversary show. So big congratulations to the Mezzanine crew for sticking it through for the whole year. I know it's tough out there right now with Vancouver being kind of jerks to the DIY scene, making things difficult.
Really?
And, well, I mean, it's kind of, not everything's exactly legal.
But,
it's all permits and nonsense. Their hands are full at other places. Anyways, that's a story. That's a whole different conversation for a whole another time. I could rant about that for a while. Anywho, the Mezzanine, near Main and Broadway, they're celebrating their 1 year of kicking it through. They have Gadfly, Numb Dame, Chronic Fatigue, and Muppet Boys. It's going to be an epic show as well. Absolutely epic. There's a night two, which I will get to, because that's on Saturday, but of course we're talking about Friday. Just a skip and a hop away from there, over at the Fox Cabaret, Isla Brin is doing the thing with Ura and Maya Lowe as well. So go through, check that out as well if you're in the neighborhood. We have a few other shows, I think, on my radar for Friday night as well. Over at the Astoria, Invisible Orange is presenting Rabbit Junk with Amelia Arsenic, great name, as well. It is their first show in 5 years in Canada, so check it out. Cyberpunk Madness is what they are promising. One of a kind. So if that is your flavor of aesthetic and sound, go check it out. It's at the Astoria, Friday night, 7 o'clock. So if you are our Friday night listeners on our rebroadcast, you better hustle on down there if that's your thing. At the Astoria, check it out. Campbell and Hastings, if you're curious. You can't miss it. It has a giant sign. It's an iconic giant sign. Shout out to Payne Store. It's a painting store next door. It's iconically been photographed in puddles of rain for decades. It is currently 5:25 if you're without a clock at the moment. So there's your time update. Do they still do the 10 o'clock time signature on CBC? I think they got rid of that. CBC time signal. Do they still do that? The National Research Council time signal. It ended 3 years ago. Oh man, that was an iconic 10 o'clock moment. It was so good. Beep, beep, beep. Shout out to time. Time flies like an arrow and fruit flies like a banana. Okay, I got a few more to tell you about here. Also tomorrow at the Wise Hall, a night of, let's see, what are we promising here? Mulgrave is playing. It's going to be a very loud night off right off the bat here, but the genres you might be hearing again, you're going to be hearing some kind of death metal, melodic, brutal metal. It's going to be loud. It's going to be beefy. Check it out. On deck, you have Mulgrave, Empress. They're playing. So Empress is playing some brutal death metal. Sorry, Empress is playing post-metal and blackened sludge, whatever that means, along with Burn Powder playing some hardcore. Big Sunglasses. I don't know what that means in reference to sound. Guillotine Man playing hardcore as well. A bunch of vendors on hand selling you some cool stuff. Shout out to my homie Carmel, selling her chainmail jewelry there. Very cool, very cool. Also on deck for vendoring, you got Black Funeral Chains, Old Hand Art, and Taylor Broke Designs. That's all at the Wise Hall. Friday night. Mulgrave, Empress, Burn Powder, and Guillotine Man. What else I got? All right, that's Saturday. Okay, last two shows to talk about for Friday here. Mean Bikini, some homies of mine coming in from the island. They're really super dudes. And Millie, love you. You love the energy. Known you for a long time. Great snowboarder. Playing with Middle Age Queers and Nelly Olson as well. So then, also on the other side of the fence, they got Racoma and Juanaco. I'm assuming that it's a Latin J, since the H. Juanaco. I don't know. I'll see if I can dig up some music by them, but let's get into some tunes by someone playing. We're going to start off with some music from Mean Bikini. So this is going to be their track. This is going to be Dissociate.